KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's currently 41 degrees. We look for cloudy skies. Some areas of fog possible this morning, along with some light rain or drizzle. Otherwise, skies should be partly cloudy to cloudy today and a high of 51. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. In Southwest Iowa news, three people, including a teenager, were arrested Sunday evening in connection with an investigation into a vehicle that was stolen from Villisca. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 19-year-old Keegan Eugene Armstrong of Lenox, 24-year-old Wade Garrett Halsey of Villisca, and a 14-year-old male were charged with theft in the second degree. Armstrong and Halsey were being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond each, while the juvenile was transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies were assisted in their investigation by deputies of the Adams County Sheriff's Office and Iowa Department of Natural Resources officers. City workers are moving into a new home in Underwood. The new location offers more space to workers and more access for the Pottawatomie County community of about 900 residents. City Clerk and Administrator Jill Willard said the new building has been vacant for several years after efforts to attract startup businesses didn't pan out as they'd hoped. Willard said the city owns the building. Some renovation work began in January. There'll be an office for the mayor and city council chamber room. The room can also be rented out for social gatherings such as classes and birthday parties. Members of the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will meet this morning at 9 o'clock in the ICN room at the high school to act on approving the purchase of certain real estate and the termination of lease for another property. During their meeting back on January 24th, the board voted to enter into negotiations to purchase the Cass Incorporated building at 1406 Southwest 7th Street. Board Secretary Business Manager Mary Beth Fast had said at the time the building could serve many purposes, including bringing back the K-6 behavioral program, which was canceled a couple of years ago due to a lack of students. The building space would allow the program to be expanded to include 10 slots for students, one full-time behavioral education teacher, and one paraeducator. She said also they could use the 27,000-square-foot building as an alternative high school, career tech classes, office space, and or rent or lease the space to other entities. The board is expected this morning to terminate the five-year building lease with the Car Guys, LLC, for their facility at 1209 Sunnyside Lane, effective June 30th. The facility currently serves as the site for the behavioral program and alternative high school. Ending the lease agreement, they say, would save the district more than $51,253 per year. A reminder this morning from Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan, the eastbound entrance ramp and westbound exit ramps will be closed today. They are closed effective 7 a.m. today and are scheduled to reopen April 28th at 3 p.m. The eastbound entrance ramp detour is to take I-80 westbound to U.S. Highway 71 and turn around. The westbound exit ramp detour is also to go west to 71 and then take it back to exit 54. At this time, Kennan says it appears that the road will stay open over I-80 will be single lane, alternating with flaggers during the day. That's Highway 173 again. The exit and entrance ramps will be closed 24/7 beginning Wednesday at 7 a.m. and until April 28th at 3 p.m. Well, two students who were reported missing Saturday morning from the Clarinda Academy were apprehended in Otoe County, Nebraska. The car reported stolen from Clarinda was also found. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers said the teens were found sometime around 11:50 a.m. Saturday. Earlier in the day, Brothers had said the male students, 17 and 15 years of age, were reported missing by Academy staff at around 4 a.m. Saturday. It was later reported that a Buick LeSabre had been stolen from the 700 block of South 22nd Street in Clarinda. In our funeral announcements, Dolores Kuhn, age 88, of Manning, died March the 12th at Hospice House in Omaha. Funeral services for Dolores Kuhn will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Darlene Anderson, age 73, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center. Funeral services for Darlene Anderson will be today at 11 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Marie Feeks, age 87, of Avoca, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Marie Feeks will be today at 2 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Kay Lutz, age 60, of Panora, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Kay Lutz will be tonight at 7 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Catherine Paulson, age 59, of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Memorial services for Catherine Paulson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dwight Will, age 69, of Wyota, died Tuesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Dwight Will will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marland Maddox, age 85, of Omaha, died Thursday at Josie Harper Hospice House. A memorial service for Marland Maddox will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Alan Haldorf, age 74, of Grant, died Wednesday at Nebraska Methodist Hospital. Graveside services for Alan Haldorf will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. John's Cemetery at Lyman. Nelson Boylan Narette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has the arrangements. Carol Farnsworth, age 77, of Adair, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Carol Farnsworth will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has the arrangements. Ethel Christensen, age 96, of Exira, died Friday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Ethel Christensen will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home at Exira has the arrangements. Ken Ewalt, age 94, of Manila, died Saturday at Crawford County Memorial Hospital in Denison. Funeral services for Ken Ewalt will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Dan Brownsberger, age 78, of Oakland, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Dan Brownsberger are pending at Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland. And Elmer Thies, age 66, of Minnetonka, Minnesota, died January 27th. Graveside services for Gene Elmer Thies will be held on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Minden Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prizes you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.